The Biden White House is considering a new plan to stop the record surge at the border, sending migrants cash not to come. The administration's weighing handing out taxpayer dollars to Central American countries to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. The program would address economic issues in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. But it's unclear how exactly these money transfers would work. And we have new video from Congressman Steve Scalise that shows a jam-packed migrant children facility. Don't we already send hundreds of millions of dollars to Central American countries, and don't the politicians down there just pocket it? Would these just be like direct payments to bank accounts of people that, I don't know, what do they have, Bank of America down there? You could just wire it straight there? Greg, you know, why don't we just pay criminals not to commit crime here in the United States?
That should actually work, right? I think they actually are trying that somewhere. It's like, so Joe Biden has decided to replace a wall with PayPal. They're literally paying the problem to go away.
It'd be funnier if it weren't so true.
I know. Well, we'll have a story later today about some other incentives that Joe has come up with.
It's just, it's maddening.
Yeah, it is.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
I can't even believe some of the stuff that we're finding out, not to mention the fact that all these stories coming out of the border and these encampments where, I mean, children are being abused.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime you have that number of children,
right.
You know, sexual predators are not far behind.
Oh, right.
I mean, they have a way of worming their way into those into those places, and these children are literally lambs to the slaughter. And it's sad. And it's one of Joe Biden's own creation.
Yeah, and they had a little boy. You know, this is one of the things that just, it just struck me as you were saying that. We've always seen the faces of the little kids in Africa that are starving.
Right.
They don't blot those faces out.
Right.
They don't fuzz them out. In other words, blur them. This little boy, about a week ago, it was all over. He was probably 8 years old, and he was explaining he's afraid. He's afraid of the sexual abuse he's already experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And they had fuzzied his face out. Show his face.
Right.
We can show the face of children halfway around the world that are starving.
Right.
We need to see his face, not a blurred out, because people will identify with that little boy.
Right.
You know? And I'm not saying out him. I mean, he's probably safe now because
I certainly hope so. But there are thousands of others that aren't.
You know,
safe.
It's tragic. And this is one of the parts.
It's disgusting. It is. Because we are responsible because of their actions.
Right.
And it's just, and it's being exploited, and, you know, nobody's doing a darn thing about it.
It's always about the children, unless it's things like that.
Unless it's really about the children.
Right, exactly.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. It is Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week, and we've got your thought of the day. The most useful person in the world today is the man or woman who knows how to get along with others. We don't have a lot of useful people in Washington, do we?
No, we don't.
But the most useful person in the world today is the man or woman who knows how to get along with others.
Janet.
Yeah.
Guess what day it is?
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
Get happy. Why? Because I'm happy. We're happy today. We're going to make it a good day.
And we're going to get along with others.
We are.
That's what we're going to do.
And we're going to do our Mind Jam trivia.
434-248-0704 is our text number, and you can make your guess to our Mind Jam trivia.
And it goes right along with the song. This mammal will sometimes do handstands when it marks its territory. What animal might this be?
All right. So
it's probably he or she's probably happy when they do it, too.
It's a mammal.
It's a mammal.
Uh-huh. And it will sometimes do handstands when it marks its territory.
I've been known
already
to do handstands.
When you mark your territory?
In my sleep.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never done. I don't think I've ever maybe done. I've done a handstand once when I had a wall behind me to keep me from falling over.
Oh, when I was a kid, I could do that.
I couldn't.
Certainly can't do it now.
I had friends that just could walk. I mean, they could go several feet.
Oh, walking
That's
on
insane.
Their hands. But you could do the whole thing where you would start on your elbows and and get your feet up against the wall and then go to a handstand, right?
I never tried it that way. Oh, and I'm certainly too old to try it now.
That's how you learn.
Okay.
I think we should try that during a break. I think that'll
be fun. Mark won't be here for the rest of the show. He's in the ambulance. They're headed to the hospital.
No, hold on. I've just got the mic down to the floor. He's just going to do the whole show from the floor. It'll be fine.
All right.
On this day in history today, in 1865, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth in the Ford's Theater in Washington. Of course, he died a day later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. J.C. Penney, 1902, on this date, opened his first store, the Golden Rule Store, in Wyoming. Okay.
J.C. Penney. We had the Sears Wish Book, but we also had the J.C. Penney one when I was little.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you still have a copy of the Sears book, right?
I have one from the 1930s, and then I found one last week.
Really?
From the late 20s.
Oh my!
And I
where'd you find it?
I found it on Etsy. And I should be getting it sometime this week.
Okay. Well,
you need to look through that the next time you're over at the house. They're pretty fascinating. Yeah.
Okay, I have a soundtrack for this next one, Janet.
For the Titanic?
Yes.
Okay. And oh no.
1912, RMS Titanic hits an iceberg at 11:40 p.m. off Newfoundland. Finland. Well, I was going to say Finland, but I found it to be Foundland, but really Finland.
I have to tell you, I was playing top 40
right.
AC when that song came out.
Oh, then you'd remember this part.
Oh, my Lord.
Never did a song get worn out like that one.
Oh, that one is right up there. I mean, it's
I don't know if it helped or hurt Celine Dion's career.
I get a little PTSD with that song. I do. You start the minute I start hearing the pan flute, which I love,
right.
I get a little twitchy.
I had to play it so much.
It was like, oh my word. That and there were some Michael Bolton songs that were a little thin too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really good the first few times and then it's like, sure. Oh dear Lord, do I have to play this
really?
Again?
And get a haircut, Michael. You're too old. Anyway.
In 1939, John Steinbeck, this was a novel that people still consider it an American classic. Mm-hmm. The Grapes of Wrath was published on this day in 1939.
Yeah. 1960, American recording company Motown, founded by Berry Gordy Jr., is incorporated as Motown Record Corporation. Wow.
Today we're honoring one of the most influential men in music, Detroit native, in fact, Berry Gordy.
Oh, yes, we should all know this man. He is known for starting the Motown sound with his recording labels and discovered singers like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Michael Jackson, and so many more. His former recording studio is now the Motown Museum right on West Grand Boulevard.
I think it says Hitsville on right on the front of the building.
We need to play Motown bumper music today.
Yeah,
he definitely changed.
Oh my gosh,
music. There's like few people have.
Mm-hmm.
So this one kind of cracked me up. In 1963, George Harrison is impressed by this little group he's heard. They're unsigned. It's a little group called, I believe it's called the Rolling Stones.
Of course, that song, popular in that era.
Right.
The time Harrison made that comment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think they might do something.
They might. And they're still doing it, apparently.
I know. When you think about
oxygen.
It, they outlasted the Beatles.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Big time. Yeah.
I mean, they stayed together, still making
I'm
music.
Thinking it could have something to do with their longevity, too. I mean, that was their family. I mean, they went all over the world.
I guess so. Also on this day, Madame Trousseau,
mm-hmm.
she died on this day. And have you ever been to a wax museum before?
I have, yeah.
All right, have you ever been to one of hers?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, she lived to be 89 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The history of her is a little weird.
Okay.
Apparently, when she was a young girl, she had to make death masks.
Huh?
Yes. She was forced to make a cast death mask is what they called them.
Okay.
She had to model the guillotine heads of Marie Antoinette.
Oh, wow.
Among others. And wow. And then when the man she worked for died, he left this huge collection of wax works to okay. her. That's right. How the whole museum thing started.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting story. If you're into things like that, you should check it out. Because I saw that and was like, that is so weird. Then there's also at the original museum,
right.
there's also a bust of her
right.
that she did of herself.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. And now there are branches around the world.
All
and the only one that has really gotten a lot of hate is the one that they did of Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That one got a lot of hate.
Hmm.
But yeah, so she got her start in a really weird way.
Yeah, that is sort of. Ugh.
Yeah. So that's going to make your next trip to the Wax Museum a little creepier than it might have
just
been.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you just keep that in mind. Birthdays today. We have a lot of famous people
oh,
born
yeah.
today.
Country singer Loretta Lynn, 87.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Born.
Yep.
And I'm country.
In a cabin on a hill named Butcher Holler.
Yep. Holler.
Well, holler I'm okay with, but born? I mean, you know, we also weren't allowed to say ain't.
Mm, okay.
My yeah. mom was kind of funny that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly weren't allowed to say borned.
Right.
So, also having a birthday today is actress Julie Christie.
She's 79.
79 years old. What a lovely lady.
Oh, yeah. But she was, she played some pretty devilish parts.
Mm.
But this next one, she's with this unknown actor at the time, Richard Chamberlain.
If I come for you, let me have a flare. I'll melt in 10 seconds.
I wouldn't do that. You're too beautiful to melt.
Mm. Mm. That must have been hot on that particular scene right there.
All righty. Actor Brad Garrett is having a birthday today. He's 59 years old. Of course, most people know him from Everybody Loves Raymond.
So, you're a police sergeant. Your wife must get worried sick about you.
Well, not as sick as she used to. We're divorced.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
No, no. It's all for the best. I'm much happier now than I used to be.
Was he ever happy?
I don't know. My kids loved him in the movie The Pacifier. He was
oh, okay.
in the movie The Pacifier. And every time I hear his voice, I picture him in that nun's outfit and went at the
oh,
end of
I've
the movie.
Oh, I've got to see that.
It's a funny movie. It's cute. It's a good family movie.
Oh, Lordy.
Actor Adrian Brody is having a birthday today, 46 years old.
To deliberately believe in lies while knowing they're false. This is a marketing holocaust. 24 hours a day.
What's that from?
It's from a movie that he did where he's a teacher.
Okay.
And he's talking about the book 1984. And it's pretty interesting.
Mm.
I had to bleep out some of the language, got a little rough, but it's a very intense scene. And
What's the name of the movie?
I was drawn to him. Oh, boy.
Okay.
I will find it.
Right.
I will find it.
I'd be curious to know. I've never really watched a lot of his movies,
mm-hmm.
but I know he's pretty acclaimed as an actor, award-winning.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Sarah Michael Gellar is having a birthday today, 42 years old.
You think that's funny? Here's a history lesson, honey. My movie saved the studio when Walt was out of money. You followed in my footsteps. Without me, there's no you. Disney built an empire on these tiny glass shoes.
She's doing this rap song. She's up against the brunette. I don't know who the brunette is, but apparently they were fighting for top rating among themselves during the day. So they're like dressed up in these outfits. Like, it's just bizarre. I find the weird
Buffy
stuff.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is what I remember her
sure.
as being.
Yeah.
I don't
She played some interesting
else.
Roles too.
Hmm. Okay.
I find out about these people because I didn't see any of these movies. I was sheltered during the 80s and 90s and part of the 2000s.
Well, you're probably worth the demographic for Buffy the Vampire
Slayer.
Well,
this Slayer. Is true. This
probably
is true.
Not. And then actress Abigail Breslin, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh my gosh.
She's 23.
I've got the scene where she's screaming, but I won't play that.
Thank you.
Because it's worse than
Too
that
early.
Animal you put up of me screaming. You put a, what was that? Was that a woodchuck?
I think it was,
yeah. And that was on our Facebook page. You'll have to check it out. It's Janet put it up there and said this is what Mark did when the bobcat was driving away.
I'm pretty sure. Your wife said that was accurate.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think your chances are?
I think I can win because some of the other girls,
They've been doing it longer, but I practice every day.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. She's 23 now. That was a very young
version. That's
but
right.
Then she goes around screaming after that because she gets the phone call.
Ah.
She's going to be in Little Miss Sunshine pageant.
All right. Getting some guesses with our Mind Jam trivia this morning.
Yeah, the Mind Jam trivia. This mammal will sometimes do handstands when it marks its territory, which is interesting. What animal might this be? It's a mammal. Okay. I had a guess yesterday. I don't know if I ever gave you my guess.
What was your guess? Yes, you did.
Anyways, that's my imitation of
a seal.
Yep.
All right. No one has guessed a seal except for you.
Okay.
Gorillas were guessed.
Okay.
Monkeys have been guessed.
Monkeys, all right.
Seems to be, chimps, they seem to be going in the primate area. That all is right. not correct. I will tell you that much.
Okay.
And also, it's important to know that Randy is watching season one of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh. It's free on Prime. I just thought I'd share that with y'all.
Thanks, Randy.
We'll be back with the answer to our Mind Jam trivia when we come back here on the Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
A short drive will save you money.
Car buying is simple at Feller Chevrolet. You can buy online or at the store. It's quick, easy, and a clean, safe environment. We have non-commissioned salespeople and a 3-day money-back guarantee so you can buy with confidence. Feller's is also here after the sale. We can do warranty work on all GM cars, not just Chevrolets, and our techs can service all makes and models. No matter what your automotive needs, I promise we can deliver. So come see us. You'll be glad you did.
Feller Chevrolet.
Gary from Green Energy Management is back in the studio. Gary, what's new?
Well, the windows are selling really good. And for you people out there that'd like to know what a vinyl replacement window is, if you're thinking about buying or you're looking around, you can give me a call. I'll give you a price over the phone, tell you all about it. And then if you think you want to deal with me, I'll come out there and show you the window. If you say you want them, we'll do business. There's none of this what do we got to do crap to put it in your house. So if you want to just know what it's going to cost you for an excellent window, you can get prices anywhere from $800 to $1,000, which is ridiculous. So if you're interested in getting vinyl price window, just give us a call and we'll give it to you over the phone. Call us at 434-546-0152, 434-546-0152.
These prices are absurd. I think I need an eye doctor.
No, you need the Weed Man.
The Weed Man?
Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping. Their prices are perfect for your business's bottom line. Call or text Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, 434-664-9582. Year-round help for commercial project design, gardens, commercial landscaping, lawn installation and maintenance, plus mulching, mowing, and trimming.
I don't need an eye doctor. I need to call or text Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, 434-664-9582.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I can turn the gray sky blue.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Oh. I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land.
There you go, some Temptations, a little Motown for Janet this morning.
Oh, yeah, because it was created on this day in history.
Not during the pandemic, I can't get next to you.
Right. That's right. Stay 6 feet away. That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy today's bumper beds if they're Motown.
Yeah, I'm gonna work on it.
Our Mind Jam trivia question.
Our Mind Jam trivia was: this particular mammal will sometimes do handstands when marking its territory.
Yes.
What might that mammal be?
Well, typically, they are loners.
Loners?
Yeah, typically they're loners.
Okay.
They roam around in remote bamboo forest.
Okay.
In the mountains of China.
Really?
Got a guess yet? It's panda bears.
Panda bears? You're kidding.
No. Oh my gosh. Panda bears.
Panda bears.
Because typically they're loners, but then when they need to find each other, typically during that short mating period.
Right.
It's important.
I'm going to stink the corner up so you can find me.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They have to pick the perfect place. So they go and they find a big old tree and they have to get their scent up as high as they can on the tree. So they have a better chance.
I'm sorry.
So they do handstands.
My mind went there.
Okay.
So they're sort of pointing their direction and shooting upward.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the higher up they get on the tree, the better chances that the girl panda is going to go, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, boy, hey.
Hey, that was 12'8".
That was impressive.
He's my man.
That's right. So it's pandas.
I wonder if they ever reflect to go by the tree. You know, that was the tree right there.
That's right.
I remember. There's my mark. It's still there.
It's so weird, though.
Scratch the bark off right there at the top where I hit, you know, the mark.
Somebody said, why don't they just climb the tree? I don't know. I just shared this information with you.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I don't have any idea. Now you know. How about that?
I know that I know.
Now you know that you know. Mm-hmm. All right. Lots to talk about today. There is much going on in the world.
Right. A lot.
Some of the stories that we have coming up today we'll have some local stories coming up with Kimberly McBroom.
Yeah, that one's coming.
And there's going to be a job fair in Bedford. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Did I say donuts? I'm sorry. Subliminal. Donuts.
Here we are. You and your food stories. Do you ever pick stories that don't have to do with food?
When I see a food story, I get pretty darn excited. I go, I'm going to put my name on that one. Janet can't do that one. I got to do that one.
Well, yeah, like I'm going to be fighting you for the donut story. unless, of course, it's the fact that our local police department is crashing into a donut.
Oh, yeah. Self-insured.
And I don't know. I don't know that they have yet to check on those folks yet. So, I don't know.
What do you mean? The
donut
so
place.
So, what got you here? Well, box of donuts. That's how I landed here.
No. I mean the department checking on the to see. I mean, we got to get they've already been hit by the pandemic.
Right.
And now they've got this going on. So anyway, so we'll have your donut story coming up. In the meantime, Minnesota's burning
again
to the ground.
Yep, again.
Rioting. This is like the third consecutive night.
Well, yeah. And did you hear that the mayor said, no, we're not going to put a curfew out there? That's like kind of drawing a line in the sand. Well, hello.
Well, we don't want to do that.
I almost said a bad word.
Don't say a bad word.
You're the stinking mayor. Show some leadership. Well, we don't want to offend anyone. Well, city's burning. I wonder when they go, you know, when they're going to burn the mayor's office down. Because they tend to go towards the police departments and, you know, they take them over and those kinds of things. That happened over the summer. Not saying it's going to happen here. I don't want it to happen here.
Well, according to the Minneapolis deputy police chief, no looting or burglaries related to the protests were reported Tuesday, as there had been on Sunday and Monday.
Right.
So maybe they're getting tired.
I don't know. Well, I think the police chief resigned and the police officer resigned yesterday. So.
Well, apparently the protests during the day have been pretty peaceful. Mm-hmm. But once nightfall comes, it kind of, as these things do, devolved into something else.
Sure.
Because that's what happens under the dark of night is bad behavior starts reflecting.
And that's in the Bible, isn't it? Says something about that.
Mm-hmm. And which is why a curfew might be
a good
useful
idea. Sure.
So we'll take a look at more of that again, you know, heading into day three of this fiasco. And then we'll have some state stories for you and some local stories as well. We are the Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb, reminding you, don't forget we have a 5 and Dine coming up around 6:45 as well.
And keep our numbers handy, 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776.
CBS News Brief is next. Baby, it's a matter of love.
CBS News Brief. In Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump wonders how that veteran police officer could have thought she was firing her taser when she shot 20-year-old Dante Wright.
After 26 years, you would think that you know what side your gun is on and what side your taser is on.
The officer and the police chief have resigned. A witness for Derek Chauvin tells the jury Chauvin did nothing wrong when he knelt on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes.
I felt that Derek Chauvin was justified and was acting with objective reasonableness, following Minneapolis Police Department policy.
Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccinations halted over rare blood clot worries. Are you worried? Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
It appears that this adverse event occurs within between 6 days and 13 days. So if you're beyond 4 weeks and you've had it a month or two ago, I think you really don't need to worry about anything.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. One person was seriously hurt in a house fire last night. Roanoke Fire EMS was called Harrison Avenue Northwest just after 6. Crews said they had trouble getting the fire out and had to cut a hole through the roof. The cause is under investigation. A Martinsville man is under arrest in connection with a shooting that happened last Thursday. Police say they got the call about a fight with shots fired in the area of Armstead Avenue. Anthony Moore was arrested and faces 4 charges, including possession of a firearm by a violent felon. And last night, Roanoke City Schools became the latest district to announce its graduation plans. The district confirmed it'll have in-person graduations for Patrick Henry and William Fleming seniors on Friday, June 11th. The event will be held outside at the William Fleming Stadium. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Moyann Harding with eXp Realty. We are your total turnkey real estate service, helping you maximize your return on investment when selling your current home while finding and designing your next dream home. When you combine our real estate expertise and design service, it will make for a smooth, total turnkey experience. So visit moyannharding.exprealty.com or call me at 434-851-9421 for total turnkey real estate.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. A chance of scattered showers today. Otherwise, highs around 72 with increasing clouds. Lows at 50 tonight with a few lingering showers. Thursday, increasing sunshine. It would be blustery and much cooler. Highs only in the low 60s. Overnight lows around 40 with clear skies Thursday night. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunshine with highs in the mid-60s.
Currently 52 degrees in Lynchburg and in Bedford, 50 in Alta Vista and Amherst, 52 in Roanoke and Salem, 48 in Danville.
The dog stories that happen during commercial break around here are just hilarious.
The things that we share.
It's just nuts.
Too much.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've got Appomattox County authorities announced yesterday arrest of more than a dozen people for narcotics distribution. These charges are a result of a six-month investigation by the sheriff's office. And this is great because Central Virginia Narcotics Task Force, which is comprised of Amherst, this is the cool thing, Amherst, Appomattox, and Campbell counties, all working together, as well as the Virginia State Police. According to Appomattox County officials, the following 14 people were wanted for more than two dozen charges, including distribution and possession of methamphetamines, fentanyl, and cocaine.
Well, if you're looking for a new job, there's a number of opportunities that are going to be available at the Peaks of Otter Lodge, and they're going to be up for grabs at a job fair today in Bedford. According to Virginia Career Works, Delaware North has openings for kitchen, hotel, and restaurant staff at the Peaks of Otter Lodge along the Blue Ridge Parkway. Organizers say you could be hired on the spot if you attend the job fair at the Bedford Area Welcome Center. That's from 11 until 4 today. If you want to attend the job fair, you do need to fill out a registration form ahead of time. We will put that link on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's the Morning Jam on VTRN.
I love that the Peaks of Otter Lodge is such a neat place, that whole area up there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, Lynchburg is being flexible with the vaccines because walk-ins now can almost just come to it as far as the one over there on Candler Station. It says the mass vaccination clinic is seeing younger facers coming. Lynchburg Mass Vaccination Clinic is seeing younger faces walk through the door. Lynchburg Fire Chief Greg Wormsner says they now give out 700 to 1,500 shots a day. Man, that's a lot. And he said there sometimes are long lines, and that's usually due to people filling out the paperwork. Don't get discouraged. You can also, you know, register ahead of time on the computer as well. So make sure you're doing that, getting the vaccine. I know there's been some stories out there about the Johnson & Johnson, and we'll talk about that a little bit later today. But we're encouraging those, even the younger people now, come through the doors in Lynchburg to get your vaccination.
In a related story, the Virginia Department of Health has provided an update on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia paused all the J&J vaccinations while investigating a rare blood clot report. The state vaccine coordinator says the CDC is investigating, and that's a Virginia woman's death that may have been caused with an adverse vaccine reaction. They are currently examining six cases of the J&J blood clotting issue nationally, and they say one person has passed away after experiencing something similar to a stroke. And the person who passed away was within a couple of weeks of getting vaccinated. They say the pause could last days up to several weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we keep an eye on it. I mean, the odds are extremely low.
Oh, my gosh.
Talking about that,
they're very rare.
It's like 0.000 something or another.
And if you look at the rate of having a reaction to the vaccination with a blood clot compared to having a blood clot with COVID,
right?
I mean, your odds are certainly better with with the vaccine, no doubt.
And if you're dealing with, you know, we've learned this over the last year, if you're dealing with other pre-existing conditions, that does complicate things. Make sure you're talking to your doctor. Janet always encourages on Medical Monday, have that relationship with your local physician. And if you don't have one, you know, talk to friends. We network with different things for different reasons.
Right.
Network with your friends or your family members about finding a good doctor in your area.
Right. It's super important.
Sure.
To do that. And I've sent some things out to Dr. Kathy. We've had some listeners send us some articles and things like that, especially when it comes to this Johnson & Johnson. Of course, the anti-vaxxers are immediately going, see, we told you,
right.
You know, you shouldn't have done this. So, and I think people who are already nervous, it makes them even more so.
Oh, sure. And you had politicians playing, you know, I mean, it was Governor Cuomo, our least favorite governor,
ever.
was saying, I'm not so sure if we should even be vaccinated because Trump was the one that pushed it through. Then he had a backpedal.
Right.
You know. And
Because you know, now they want you to have it done. And,
right.
And he won't get any of the credit.
Yeah,
so now it's exactly. Okay. So that shouldn't be motivation for anybody.
Right, exactly.
To do something like that.
Yeah, don't listen to your doctor, not the politicians.
I will also say this. I mean, I have looked into this because that is the one that my
son
had.
Yeah.
So obviously I have a reason to be concerned with that about that. So far it's only impacted women.
Right.
And by what I'm seeing, it looks like it's impacting women who may already have some conditions that would make them predisposed to that. For example, if you're on birth control medicine or any type of hormone therapy,
right.
You're already going to be at risk to have
And because those drugs
blood
are already
clots.
Messing with your body to
right.
begin with.
Well, right. and particularly blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think these blood clots look quite different than some other traditional ones. But again, we have reached out to Dr. Kathy because we are not doctors. We do not pretend to be.
Nope.
We're just trying to figure this
out. Can't spell
just
the word
like
doctor.
You are.
Oh, wait. It's DR, doctor. It's the abbreviation. I know the abbreviation on how to spell doctor. I can't spell doctor.
You're very hyper today.
I am. And I didn't even.
Why?
I mean, I'm just like, you know.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's Wednesday. It's
Tell Mama
day.
Jan about
it's
it. What's
day.
Going on?
Well, I tell you, I went to bed a little bit early. I got to tell you, I had two really long conversations on the phone yesterday when I was supposed to be napping. They were great conversations.
Right.
I don't regret that.
Uh-huh.
But it messed my rhythm up for yesterday.
Yeah.
And so my wife was at a, you know, one of these things that the nurses do.
Okay.
The re-education things or education, whatever, to get credits and all that. So she was on one of those last night. And I tell you, it was like 8 o'clock and I'm going, honey, are you coming home soon? I mean, I was fading.
Right.
I was fading at 8 o'clock. And I just ended up going up in the bedroom by 8:30.
And then you were gone by 8:45.
And the dogs are like, where's mom? Where's mom? I mean, this is like when we hide from her because she's brushing our teeth at night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they hate that.
Right.
But when you have these little dogs,
yeah,
you have to sort of stay on top of that because they have to literally put them to sleep.
And you don't want
to
do that.
The tartar off their thing. And anyway, so she brushes faithfully every night, and they hate it.
You would think they would be like, yeah, let's go to sleep really quick, and then we'll avoid it.
Right. Oliver will literally follow me around, Janet, and stand behind me. So I'm between, her
and the toothbrush.
And the toothbrush.
That's funny.
It's comical.
So
but
you
they
got,
didn't have to
so
deal with that
you actually
night.
So you the reason you're hyper is you got too much sleep.
Well, yeah, I got a little more than I normally do, which was kind of nice. Actually, yeah. I woke up at 10 o'clock and I go, did I just like sleep for an hour and 15 minutes? What just happened?
That's a good thing.
It was a good thing.
We're happy about that.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so a lot of things going on. We'll have some good sound bites for you here later on in the show. I've got just as a teaser, John Kerry's out there again talking about climate change. Bill Gates, wants to do this experimental thing to keep the sun rays from coming down and warming the earth.
What?
He wants to do this experimental. It's very controversial. Tucker Carlson talks about it. It's where a bunch of jets fly over the earth. And they sprinkle this dust. It's like fairy dust.
Oh, Lord.
And it helps reflect the sun back towards the sun and not penetrate through the atmosphere. Oh, it's very bizarre.
Well, I mean, look, I was looking at some articles yesterday about mm-hmm. how much, forest land we're losing.
Right.
You know, we've had all these wildfires and things like that. Mm-hmm. But typically, after a wildfire, those trees will come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently the trees aren't coming back the way they used to. Shrubs and other things are coming up, but the trees are not rejuvenating themselves. And so that is a real problem.
Right.
When you start seeing that. The other thing is like wildflowers mm-hmm. are kind of disappearing as well. And they are important to our ecosystem.
Sure.
And so I get that. A little bit, but that's very odd.
Oh, it's odd. I've never seen this. They had, of course, the animated planes flying over, sprinkling their little dusty stuff.
I keep waiting for like the domes. You remember all the futuristic shows?
Right, right.
They show the domes over the cities and
Tina
things
Turner
like that.
Singing "We Don't Need Another Hero" and all that.
I don't
know. That was
Thunderdome. That was Thunderdome. I don't think that's
a different
the same
kind
thing
of dome.
At all. Oh my.
Oh gosh!
I need to.
It's hump day.
Is there caffeine in there?
No, this is my ace. This is my vitamin C drink.
Okay.
I don't do coffee in the morning. I'm not allowed to.
No, you are not.
You and my wife have just like hit all the coffee in the world.
Pretty much.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Y'all say a prayer for me. Okay.
Inspire me, Janet, with your 5 and Dine.
Okay. Well, I am a lover of all things quiche.
Yeah.
And I love quiche for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, in the springtime and stuff. It's just a good thing. Today, I have a recipe for an Eggs Benedict quiche.
Hmm.
That you put a hollandaise sauce over the top of.
What kind of sauce?
Hollandaise.
Oh, hollandaise.
Just like an Eggs Benedict.
Okay.
That sauce that you have over an Eggs Benedict. Same thing. You're going to take one deep dish style frozen pie crust. You're going to need 6 large eggs. You're going to set your oven to 350 degrees, lightly spray a pie plate, and then put your crust in there. Whisk or blend the eggs with half and half until completely combined. And you can just do this in the food processor. Just put everything in the food processor, or you can do it by hand, whatever. Then you're going to stir in 1 cup of shredded sharp white cheddar, and use the white cheddar. Don't use the yellow cheddar. White cheddar is important to get the look that you want. 3 tablespoons of shredded Parmesan, 3 green onions thinly sliced, 3 tablespoons of snipped chives, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, some fresh cracked black pepper to taste, and then 5 ounces of ham or Canadian bacon, and you want it cut into a small dice. I put all those cheeses and hams and onions and everything into the middle of the pie crust, and then I pour the egg over that. And then you're going to bake for 50 minutes until the quiche has puffed up and turned a golden brown. Mm. And you can use a toothpick to test it if you like. And then you're going to make a hollandaise sauce by putting in egg yolks, lemon juice, and mustard into a blender. And then take some hot melted butter, and you can do this, everything in the blender, and you can drizzle that in, and the sauce should be thick by the time you finish pouring in the butter, and then you're done. You can also make a traditional hollandaise sauce on the stovetop if you like, but you're going to serve that over top of this beautiful quiche, serve a nice little green salad alongside of it, and it is delicious. If you love a Eggs Benedict, you will love this quiche, and it's great as a leftover as well. Mm. Want to see the recipe? Go to Facebook and type in Janet's Five and Dine and join that group. You'll see all the recipes that we share. You just want to see today's recipe? Go to our Facebook page, The Morning Jam on VTRN.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
We invite you to visit Liberty University. Whether you want to explore for a few hours or for a few days, you'll find a visiting opportunity to fit your schedule. Plan a visit to our Central Virginia campus and stay for an afternoon, a day, or an entire weekend. Or check out campus landmarks from the comfort of your home through our virtual experience. Plan your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
Memphis, Tennessee is one of the deadliest cities in America. Hundreds of murders, snipers on the interstate. It's a literal war zone. One of the reasons why is the police department. It's understaffed by more than 500 officers. Instead of adding more officers, Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland has introduced something called the Group Violence Intervention Program. He basically wants to give people an incentive not to shoot people or carjack motorists. Would-be criminals would get assigned a caseworker paid for by tax dollars to help them get a job. The city is also going to pay some of their bills. Whatever happened to personal responsibility? All the violence intervention programs in the world will not work until we refocus what matters most in life. You know, back when I was growing up, we had an old-school violence intervention program. It was called Daddy's Belt. Be sure to check out ToddStarnes.com, your source for fair and balanced news coverage, and download my all-new podcast at ToddStarnes.com.
Temperatures are rising, and soon you'll be cranking up your AC. Are you ready? It's important to have your AC set to factory standards. Clogged air filters and dirty coils drain energy and promote system breakdowns. A checkup now will get you ready for the hot season. Mills will perform an AC checkup for only $79. It's a preseason special to help you save money and keep you comfortable during the hotter months. Log on millsheating.com and sign up for the $79 AC checkup. So what about your air ducts? They're very important. They circulate the air from your heating and cooling system into and from each room. You want this air to be clean. To help your family get ready for spring, Mills is offering $200 in savings on a whole house duct cleaning. Save $200 and your family is breathing cleaner and easier. Log on millsheating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
Morning, Frank. Hey, question. Have you picked a candidate for governor? I can't decide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Youngkin. Conservative. outsider, successful business leader, not the same old politicians that run every election.
And he's one of us?
Yeah. He's strong on backing law enforcement, religious freedom, right to life, and the Second Amendment.
All right. What about creating jobs?
There's nobody in the race like him. But why don't you ask him?
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love, though you just have to wait. She said, love,
6:51 on the Morning Jam.
It's Motown Wednesday.
Yeah. Berry Gordy started Motown Records.
On this day in history.
Yeah. So we're going to honor him and the songs of Motown. Of course, that is the Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh, yeah. Phew. His prodigy there.
Yeah. You can't hurry love. You've got a love story we'll get to in a minute. It's kind of a bizarre one. But anyway.
I wouldn't call it a love story.
Okay.
A lot of words come to mind. Okay. Love isn't one of them.
All right.
Most of the words I can't share on the air.
Well, let's go to this Bill Gates story, because I teased it a little while ago about Bill Gates. Well, Tucker Carlson equates him pretty much with a deity.
Bill Gates doesn't think of himself as some guy who got super rich making bad software. Bill Gates thinks of himself as God in control of the solar system. And that's why Bill Gates is now backing something called sun-dimming technology that would reflect sunlight out of the Earth's atmosphere, causing global cooling. Ooh, that's not fraught with risks. You thought gain-of-function research on pathogens was dangerous. Try that. But that hasn't stopped Harvard University. Its scientists are testing that technology by spewing calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere.
Bill Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial. It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth.
Now, just to restate, Bill Gates is not God. Bill Gates is some kind of weird, socially awkward rich guy who lives in Seattle. He doesn't own the planet, but he's now changing the planet single-handedly. This is not just over his yard in Seattle. This is over your yard and our oceans and the whole planet. Now, according to Forbes, Frank Kutch, who is the project's top investigator, quote, does not know what the results might bring. I'll just experiment with the globe and find out what happens. It's cool, though. He's a billionaire. Michael Schellenberger.
So he just
Holy
wants to.
Cow.
Isn't that weird? And the animation shows several jets flying in the atmosphere, just like it's like crop dusting the Earth with these particles to reflect back to the sun. I think the sun might get mad, S-O-N, and maybe just shut the S-U-N off.
I don't know. Because there are so many. If you look back on history, mm-hmm. there are other things that were created that people were very suspicious of at
right.
the time,
mm-hmm.
And that ended. I mean, you look at even vaccinations,
right?
When they
right.
started that. Oh, you mean to tell me you're going to put some of that disease
in me, right.
and that's gonna make me healthier,
right?
So there is a part of me mm-hmm. going. I don't know. I don't know. My thing with Bill Gates is I don't always understand his motivation.
Right.
I mean, he seems very benevolent.
Right.
And generous.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like his motives are good.
Mm-hmm.
But are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
God has used a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Sure.
But that is pretty weird.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
Not as bizarre as this story, but it's bizarre.
Well, and
maybe it's evil. I don't know if that's evil,
well,
but I know this is.
The next story is evil?
I know this story
okay.
is evil. And
right.
it comes out of New York.
Yeah.
Big shock.
Governor's Cuomo state.
A parent mm-hmm. who wants to marry his or her adult child mm-hmm. is suing to overturn New York's laws against incest for the sake of individual autonomy.
Okay. I don't even understand that statement for sure.
they filed a lawsuit, and they chose to remain anonymous, Mark, because, well, they are seeking the legal right to, quote, an action that a large segment of society views as morally, socially, and biologically repugnant.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah, duh.
According to the court papers filed earlier this month in Manhattan federal court and obtained by the New York Post, I'm quoting again,
right.
Through the enduring bond of marriage, two persons, whatever relationship they might otherwise have with one another, can find a greater level of expression, intimacy, and spirituality.
Oh, Lord.
The parent argued.
Oh, my gosh.
The filing is intentionally vague regarding the parties involved, specified that the proposed spouses are adults, a biological parent, and a child, and unable to procreate together.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever think that we would live in a day and time where this kind of vile evil could unapologetically come before the court system and propose something like this?
No.
Incest is a third-degree felony in New York, punishable with up to 4 years in prison. Incestuous marriages are considered void and potentially subject to a fine and jail time.
Right.
A matrimonial law attorney in Manhattan doesn't think that's ever going to catch on, saying it's never going to fly. You know, I used to say that, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's things now that are accepted by society that 10, 15 years ago we said, you know, are you kidding?
But I mean, okay, so you look at the whole thing with Woody Allen.
Right, yeah.
I mean, at least that wasn't his real daughter.
True.
But I mean, he pretty much, his career kind of just completely went away, and
I mean
that was gross enough.
Yeah, it was.
This is the most disgusting
this
thing
is extra gross.
I think I've ever
I
can't believe this is going on.
Right. Yeah, it's
we need to pray for this
country.
This is where it starts.
It always seems to start in New York or California,
right,
and it makes its way, you know, and you know, the way things change so rapidly now, Janet, that it seems like when something catches momentum, the next thing you know, it's in front of the Supreme Court, and they don't sometimes do their job.
Right.
And it's accepted.
Well, I mean, you look at this, like this man blood, the man boy love thing, that's been going,
oh, that's been out
that's
there
been
for
around
years.
For a
sure.
long, long time.
Yep.
And I think in our lifetime, we'll see even more advancement in that. I mean, which is why we've got to fight so hard, you know, to save our country.
Yeah.
A couple of comments on the Bill Gates story. Leia says, don't you think that the creator of everything, including the earth, can take care of his own world? When we get to messing with things concerning the earth, it probably will be detrimental. And I'm talking about us and the animals on it.
Mm-hmm.
And James says, if this seedling, the cloud experiment, fails, how do we get it down?
Oh, right. Yeah. What do you do with that stuff?
Yeah. And who's asking those questions? Or are they just going to, you know, lob softballs at him like they do Biden and Harris?
Yeah, really.
Ooh, I got to go check the Google to see if the knitting story for Kamala is, and see if that's still number one.
Yeah, the crocheting.
I'm on it.
Yeah, that was a big story yesterday. I'm sure it will be today.
It was the number one Google search for Kamala yesterday.
Yeah. Well, and I know it was the number one thing that people responded to on the show. So anyway. Hey, CBS News is coming up next. It's 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Jam.
Oh, it's fallen to number two.
The Virginia Talk Radio Network.